Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Stephen Hawking said, "The greatest enemy of knowledge is not ignorance. It is the illusion of knowledge." My friends, this is Alex Pardo. You're listening to episode 393 here on the Flip Empire Show. And I want to hop right into it. There's several things I want to connect with you on the podcast here today. And I do have a small ask, if you don't mind. But before we get into that, let me just jump into that right now, if you don't mind. I've been working on a lot of cool stuff here. Not just upcoming plans for the podcast, but just different things that are going on within our business. I need your feedback. I really would like your feedback because, you know, you are the reason whether this is the 393 show that you've listened to. And if that's the case, I'm extremely grateful for you. Or even if this is the first time you're tuning into the Flip Empire Show, I'm equally as grateful for you. I do this show for you, and I don't want to get complacent. You know, I think there's a big lesson to be learned as far as when things are going good, not to get complacent, to make sure that you're putting yourself in uncomfortable situations and to challenge yourself and not just accept the status quo. That's one of the things I'm constantly, I hate to use the word preaching, but encouraging my team is, hey, let's push the boundaries. Let's raise the standard. Hold me accountable, raise my standards and believe that I'm going to help raise your standards. Whether or not you hold me accountable, I'm going to hold you accountable and I'm going to raise your standard. And so I'm asking you to not allow me to get complacent. So I'm thinking of different formats or how I can improve the show, whether it's the guest, the expert that I have on, whether it's, you know, you wanting me to do more solo shows or if there's any specific topics or just anything that you would deem valuable. You know, I'm a consumer of certain podcasts as well. And there's things that I like and there's things that I'm not so crazy about. So I would like your feedback. And I realize it's impossible to please everyone. I think that's another lesson, is never try to please everybody. But put yourself in uncomfortable positions, push the boundaries, raise the standard, and don't accept the status quo. And so I'm asking you to hold me accountable because I am, you know, we're nearing 400 episodes here on the Flip Empire Show. And about 3.5 years, I've been doing this consistently, 2 shows every single week. I mean, consistency is so huge in anything you do. And so while I'm sharing and about to ask for something, I'm trying to embed some little nuggets of things that I have found have been really, really helpful for me throughout the years that I'm hoping you take away, even if you're not able to help. But I've set up a very, very simple web form with just some basic questions. If you head over to flipempire.com/feedback, flipempire.com/feedback, I'd like your opinion on what you want from me going forward on this show. Again, whether it's if you have any recommendations for experts or people I should connect with, if you have any recommendations for certain topics or areas you want me to dive deeper into, if you want me to do more case studies, or if you want me to do more shows by myself, if you want me to add more shows maybe, or take away shows, on that particular topic, one of the things I'm considering is we are in the process here within my business in South Florida, our wholesaling operation, is we're going to be doing a meetup, which I'm really excited about. Adrian, who is a good friend of mine and our COO, he's going to be spearheading and running the meetups. I'm going to be popping in from time to time. And I'm considering, I haven't committed to this, but I'm considering either launching a new podcast that is based on Miami or South Florida real estate, specifically targeted at investors here in the South Florida area, whether it's my fix and flip investors, buy and hold, wholesalers, turnkey providers, et cetera. Anybody who's looking to get into real estate or already has a successful existing real estate business here in the South Florida area or is considering doing deals in South Florida, I'm thinking about possibly launching a podcast. However, I'm not 100% sure because I know the time, work, effort, energy, and money it takes to produce a quality show. The other consideration I have is Do I want to add a third show here on the Flip Empire Show and make that third show specific to my South Florida investors and people that are looking to do deals here in South Florida, whether with us or on your own? It doesn't really matter. Of course, as always, if you've been following the show for a while, you know that I hold nothing back. I'm going to be sharing everything. And so I'll be providing a lot of value and content. So, and even if you're not doing deals here in South Florida, you have no interest, I think you'd get a tremendous amount of value from listening to that show as well. So I'm considering one of the two. Either adding a third show here. I may or may not change something as far as the masterclass expert interview on Monday and then the solo deep dive Q&A on Thursdays. I may or may not change the format there, but either way, I'm considering adding a third podcast episode, weekly podcast episode here on the Flip Empire Show, or possibly adding just a completely different podcast. That would probably be a weekly show, just once a week, and it would be more targeted for the South Florida investors. So I would love that. That's one of the things I'd love to get your feedback on. And here's what I'm going to do for the people that complete the short web form and give me their feedback, whatever their feedback might be. I mean, I'm hoping you can provide me with your genuine thoughts. I'm going to be doing Adrian and I, who's our COO. We're going to be doing a private training, Q&A. It'll be a 60-minute, one-hour training. We'll do it on Zoom, where you guys can hop on, ask Adrian any questions you have about anything business related, real estate related, you know, wholesaling, fix and flip, buy and hold, anything that you might, if you have a question about starting a podcast, anything about podcasting, marketing, team building, coaching, personal development, you name it. Relationships. Any questions you have, we're going to be doing a private 60-minute training for anybody who completes the web form, and that's just a thank you to you. So, any questions you have, and you guys knowing me, I'll stay on longer than 60 minutes as long as we have questions. So, if you head over to flipempire.com/feedback and complete the web form, make sure obviously you put your name, your phone number, your email, just basic contact information. And there'll be a handful of questions in there. It won't take you but 2, 3, maybe 5 minutes at most to complete it. And as my thank you to you, I'm going to be doing a private, we may or may not teach a particular topic, but it'll be more Q&A based. And so any questions you have, I encourage you to come on that training. That'll probably be sometime within the next, I don't have a date yet, but believe me, complete the web form and then we'll be communicating with you. We'll send you a private Zoom link with a day and time, and we'll bring the heat, we'll bring the fire, and we'll make sure that it's extremely, extremely valuable for you. So that's what I wanted to share with you, and I started that quote by Stephen Hawking at the beginning of the show. The greatest enemy of knowledge is not ignorance, it is the illusion of knowledge, because we just had Steve Cavanaugh and I, you guys, if you've listened to the show, you know that we run a high-level mastermind and coaching group called Ascend, which is not specifically focused on only real estate investing and business, but also on life. And one of the things, I'll probably record a dedicated podcast with, there were so many takeaways and breakthroughs, and just the overall experience is incredible. Every time I'm in that environment, whether I'm a participant, because you guys know I'm a part of a couple high level masterminds, or being at the front of the room and being a facilitator and co-leading that group, it's just such an amazing experience to be surrounded by selfless people. People that are high achievers that want more out of their life, but also want more out of the person sitting next to them. They want more out of their life, and the person across from them, and they're walking alongside them, people that meet our core values. I mean, just an incredible, the breakthroughs and the knowledge and the stories and just the community really is incredible. And one of the things I realized coming out of that, and this holds true for me as well, is that if you've been in the business or if you've been doing anything for a certain length of time, a certain period of time, I mean, I've been in this business now 15 years, which kind of blows my mind. You kind of get complacent, and I've never had the mindset that I'm a know-it-all, because I'm too hungry for personal development. And I know that there's so much untapped potential within me, and that's on me to tap into that potential. And there's so much I need to learn and grow from. There's a ton of mistakes I make on a daily basis. I certainly don't have things figured out. You know, sometimes people think because, I host this show and I've been in business 15 years and I coach people that I'm expected to have all the answers or that I even proclaim to have all the answers. And the truth of the matter is, my friends, is I'm broken just like you. And I have challenges, I have issues, and that's just me being real with you. I mean, that's just real talk, which is why for the better part of a decade, I invest in myself. I have a coach. Again, I'm a part of other masterminds. I have a lot to learn and I have a lot of growth to do. But I think once we can be open and vulnerable about that, I think that's when you're open to receiving. And we were talking, you know, at our mastermind about the more competitive our market gets and the more competitive, you know, real estate investing gets, right? With all the weekend seminars that are being put on, training people how to get the barriers to entry in this business are so low that the more people that come in, the more challenging it can be to get deals, right? And we're always looking, many people are often looking for that, the new technology, the new gadget, the new widget, the new software, the new tool, the new marketing channel. You know, 3 years ago it was cold calling, or 2 years ago, and then it was text message marketing or ringless voicemails, and then it's text message marketing. And here's the thing: all those things work. Do you work? Is the question you have to ask yourself. Are you being consistent with whatever marketing channels and lead gen you're doing? You have to remain consistent. But here's my point. And why I wanted to share that quote with you about the greatest enemy of knowledge is not ignorance, it's the illusion of knowledge, is thinking you know it all. You know, I might come on here and start talking about how bandit signs, for example, is crushing for us, which by the way, it's not, but as an example, or door knocking, or flyers, or newspaper ads, direct mail, all the things that I did to get started in this business back in 2005, the more competitive our market gets, the more archaic marketing is becoming. And those things work. All the things work. The shiny objects, the new sexy lead gen marketing channels, and the old school things. Like one of the things we're doing is we're launching newspaper ads, believe it or not. And yes, I realize that the majority of eyeballs these days are going towards the internet and social media. That's not lost on me. And we have plans for that as well, to do better in those areas. But I also realize that there's, you know, a lot of the sellers we work with are older that might not be on social media, might not be on the internet, and it's another line in the water. So when I met with my coach, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about all the different things we're doing for marketing. He challenged me. He said, "Hey, are you doing this? Are you doing this? Are you doing this?" And these are things that are free and or cheap. And I said, "Nah," I was so quick to be dismissive and say, "that's old school," or "oh, that doesn't work," or this and that. And he was like, "Well, how do you know? When was the last time you did it?" And I was just so dismissive of it. And I was so quick to assume like, "Hey, I know that kind of thing, but yet I'm not doing it. And have I tested it recently?" You know, I was on a coaching call with one of our Ascend members and he was asking me, "Hey, what's your opinion of this marketing campaign that I'm about to launch, this and that?" And I had actually done that marketing campaign here in South Florida and it didn't do very well for us. And I was about to share that with him. And I said, "Look, here's the truth, man. I've done that and it didn't work for us. And I still think you should do it. You need to test this in your market, because the truth of the matter is that just because it didn't work in my area, there's so many variables at play that the key with marketing is to test, you know, and tweak, test and tweak, test and tweak." So what I'm really hoping to share with you here is twofold. Number one, I'm really hoping you guys head over to flipempire.com/feedback and give me your honest feedback. Number two, challenge your own thinking. Don't assume you know everything. Constantly put yourself in a position of growth. Don't be complacent, get uncomfortable, and don't assume you know everything. And even if you do know something, are you sure it doesn't work? And by the way, it might not, but test it and just don't be so dismissive like I was. So that's what I wanted to share with you guys. I so appreciate you. Thank you so much if you've taken the time to leave a rating and review in the Apple Podcast section or any of the other platforms, Stitcher, SoundCloud, etc. Thank you. And even if you haven't, still thank you. I appreciate you. And I will connect with you on the next one. Take care. This show is sponsored by Ascend, our in-house assembly of success-minded people, business owners, and entrepreneurs actively collaborating together to ascend our businesses to new heights while also experiencing truly happier, more fulfilling lives at the same time. We believe it's not an either or, but you can truly have both and. It's the unique and rare combination of mastermind coaching and community that makes Ascend so special. But it's definitely not for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur who's looking for more than your typical mastermind or coaching, and you think these things can help you accelerate your ascension from where you are today to where you want to go, while living a more meaningful and rewarding life in the process, then you can head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, click the application button, and we'll go from there.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show, but we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.